It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2690, How to Stop Overthinking, by Dr. Neil of Optimal Health Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick. Every day I share one article with you and provide a bit of commentary at the end, but on Sundays I think it's nice to share an extra episode and from another podcast in our Optimal family. Today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. This is actually a Q&A episode where he answers your questions related to health and fitness, nutrition, diet, stress management, and more. And fun fact, if you send a relevant health-related question in and you're in the US, I'll personally mail you a physical copy of our 216-page hardcover Optimal Living Daily Workbook. You can send a question to health@oldpodcast.com. And then take a listen to that podcast. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. If you're outside of the US, I'll send you a digital version. Again, send your question to health@oldpodcast.com and then check out the podcast Optimal Health Daily. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode, a Q&A with my brother, Dr. Neil, as we optimize your life.
I just wanted to know how do you maximize your potential without overstressing or overthinking or overanalyzing stuff that happens in life with a balanced approach?
Thank you for your question, caller. As promised, I'm going to share something personal right now. I could very much relate to your question because I, too, am an overanalyzer and overthinker. Before going into most situations, I like to know exactly what to expect. Dinner at a friend's house? All right. What's going to be served? Who else is going to be there? Are we going to play games or watch a movie? Which games? Which movie? When would you like us to leave? Do I need to bring anything? These are the mental gymnastics I go through in most situations. And the experience I just described was for a familiar situation, going to hang out with friends. And I still go through that same mental exercise. You can only imagine what it must be like when I have plans to encounter the unknown. And frankly, it's exhausting. It's something I struggle with and work to change. I want to be more spontaneous. I don't want to suffer paralysis by analysis. But I've realized spontaneity brings me a lot of anxiety. By simply admitting this, though, and allowing myself to have these feelings has been a huge relief in itself. So here's what I've learned. Sometimes you have to just jump. And I've come to realize that I don't overanalyze or overthink every situation. I can be quite spontaneous at times as well. After monitoring my thoughts and behaviors, I found that there's a pattern. I find that when I'm going into a social situations, like just hanging out with friends for the evening, even friends that I've known for over 20 years, I want to be at my best. And so I like to feel prepared. I want them to know that I value their friendship. And for me, a way to represent this is to be at my best, to be ready to play games with an hors d'oeuvre in hand to ease their burden. It's kind of ridiculous when I say it out loud, but what can I say? That's how my mind works. I want to please others. That's my way of showing that I care. But when it comes to other situations, I'm ready to just jump in. I'll give you an analogy from an experience I had. While on vacation a couple of years ago, I signed up for a waterfall hiking tour. At one point, we walked to the top of a waterfall, and it was here that the tour guide stopped us. He told us to step into the water's current and encouraged each of us, one by one, to walk down a very steep and obviously very slippery rock so that we could jump from the top of the waterfall into the wading pool below. I watched as others carefully walked down this rock towards the edge of the top of this waterfall, and then triumphantly jump into the pool below. As I watched, I couldn't get my head wrapped around the fact that these folks weren't slipping. I mean, plenty of water was flowing over this rock as they eased themselves down to the waterfall's edge. How is it possible that they weren't slipping and falling down? And again, the rock had a steep downhill angle with water flowing over it. My brain kept trying to figure out the physics behind the phenomenon I was witnessing, and I just couldn't understand it. It was like a magic trick. I kept thinking that if I were to do this, I'm going to be the one person that would slip and fall and crack his head open, ruining everyone's tour. So I said, I'm not doing it, and hiked down the waterfall to meet the group at the bottom. You might be thinking I did the intelligent thing. I mean, my safety could have been at risk. Looking back, I actually still feel I made the right choice. And as you'll soon hear, this is part of the process. Now, the tour continued, and we made our way to another waterfall. Instead of having to climb down a slippery rock with water flowing over it to jump, there was a platform that someone had built, complete with a sturdy set of stairs. The platform jutted out from the rocks, so we could avoid hitting them if we were to jump from the platform on the way down. I was determined to jump. Others, after the slippery rock experience, were too shaken up to attempt this one. But this felt safer to me, so I climbed up the stairs to the platform. I didn't realize how high the platform was until I got to the top. I heard some ask the tour guide how high the platform was over the water. He said it was about 35 feet. I could feel the wheels in my brain starting to turn upon hearing this and start to overanalyze the situation. That's pretty high. Maybe these stairs aren't so safe. But I pushed those thoughts aside. I was determined to do this. When I got to the top, a twinge of panic set in. It didn't look this high from the bottom. I could tell that I was starting to overanalyze again. I quickly ignored it, and before the panic had the opportunity to grow, I started running. I ran towards the edge of the platform and leapt into the air. No hesitation. I just jumped. Looking back, I'm so glad I did. It was thrilling. So there are times when we need to ignore our instinct to overthink and overanalyze. But there are definitely times when we need to trust ourselves, like when our safety might be at risk. So here are what professionals in the field recommend to help us get over this paralysis by analysis. The first tip is probably the most profound. Ask yourself this: on my deathbed, what will I regret more, doing this or not doing this? What's the worst thing that can happen if I don't do this? Next, think about perfection. Perfection may not be as important as you think. Making a decision should simply be a step towards your ultimate goal. It's okay to have an okay decision and not a perfect one to support you making progress towards your goal. Next, think about removing some options. Sometimes too many options can lead to overanalysis. Think of the cereal aisle at the grocery store. My goodness, how many options do we have to just buy some cold cereal? That sometimes can lead to paralysis by analysis. So instead, think back to what you hope to accomplish. Get rid of any options that will not support your objective. So in the case of the cereal aisle at the grocery store, I try not to buy the super processed high sugar cereals, so I just end up avoiding most of the middle shelves when making my choice. I tend to look to the top and very bottom shelves because that's where the least processed cereals tend to sit. Next, just jump. If you're not sure which option to pick or how to proceed, and none of them would be harmful or detrimental to you or your goal, then just pick one and try it. Just jump. Don't worry about the outcome at that moment, but just be comfortable with the fact that you made a decision and are moving forward. Next, learn from past mistakes, but don't let them stop you. Try not to overthink decisions you made in the past, especially if you often suffer from paralysis by analysis. Learn from previous decisions, especially the ones that maybe didn't go as well as you had hoped, but try not to let them prevent you from striving towards your current goals. And finally, consider setting a time limit. Since every decision is different, it's hard to recommend a specific time limit. But saying, okay, I'm going to make a decision by 1 p.m. this afternoon, something like that can help you avoid spending too much time overanalyzing. And as I always say, when it comes to a list of things like this, don't feel like you have to do everything, especially not all at once. Instead, pick one or two of the suggestions that you like and go from there.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Thank you again for the question, caller. Now, if you want to send in a question to have answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you're in the U.S. and your question is applicable, we'll even physically mail you one of our Optimal Living Daily workbooks. Now, if you want your voice on the podcast, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. And you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. If you don't like it, you can play back, listen to it, and delete it. Then you can do a retake before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you in advance so much for sending me your questions. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.